Welcome back to the archives. Carefully, just put it over there. You might be wondering how we've made it back into the archives, and, well, as it turns out, we have managed to come to a temporary truce of sorts with the, ghost of James Gardner and Megan P.I. and other various TV shows. In exchange for allowing us to access the archives, we have agreed to bring an offering of sorts. We need to bring ads. You see, TV series, especially from the 70s and 80s, can't survive on their own. They need something. They need ads. Otherwise, their plots develop too quickly. The emotional transition between scenes seems abrupt and artificial. They depend on the breaks that the ads provided in order to mark the sense of passage of time. Conceit only possible with advertising break. Anyway, so now I need to perform the ritual, so I'll just stand by for a second. Hear me, O mighty ones. You, who through our youth brought us so much joy and artificial expectations in life, we have heard your hunger, and we bring you sustenance. And so this, the original 12th episode of the Incast, is brought to you by Lake's Control Top Pantyhose.
What's in this little blue egg that keeps Barbara Eden looking slim and trim?
Ooh, there's only one answer to that. It's Legs Control Top Pantyhose. See, Legs slims and trims but doesn't bind. So you get comfort and control.
Stretching, bending, standing, sitting. There's one pantyhose that's always fitting. Nothing, it's a great pair of legs.
Please accept this offering. Hello? Did you get that? Is that okay? Okay. Probably best not to dawdle. Let's go.
When there's lightning, you know it always brings me down. Cause it's free and I see that it's me who's lost.
Incast episode 12.
Ian.
Due to advances in modern technology, when one is struck by the Holy Spirit to produce an Incast, one can do so almost instantaneously. And that's what's happened right now. So the album that you will be getting sent is an album by one of your favorites. It's Ronnie James Dio and Dio's Holy Diver. This album came out in 1983. And this particular version that I'm sending to you is a expanded edition with an additional 9 bonus tracks. So that's 18 tracks of Dio coming to you. Now, being recorded in 1983, this album could have definitely suffered over the passage of time, but I think it's stood up fairly well. It is, I think, one of his best solo albums, although in the Dio discography, it's not necessarily his best of the best, but this album's pretty darn good. It sold a shit ton of copies back in the day and has my favorite guitar solo of all time, which I think is the solo from Rainbow in the Dark.
Just a rainbow in the dark.
Yeah.
Now, Vivian Campbell, who is the guitar player on this album, was a teenager. He was 18 or 19 when he was started off in the band and recorded this album. And he has been a member of Def Leppard for the last like 25 years, something like that. And he and Ronnie James Dio did not necessarily get on very well as the next couple of years progressed.
The following is audio captured from the actual recording studio during the recording of Holy Diver.
You bloody fuck bitch.
And he was out of the band, I think, the album after this. But this album,
really good.
Stand Up and Shout,
great song.
Holy Diver,
great song.
Rainbow in the Dark,
great song.
And Shame on the Night is maybe my new
favorite.
Last official album track on the album, and then it gets into the bonus tracks. The bass player on this album, Jimmy Bain, died last year, I think, of a drug overdose, and he was a heavy drug user during the recording of this album. And Vivian Campbell, who was a fairly naive and green teenager, had come over from Ireland and was rooming with Jimmy Bain.
Now
is not the time for fear. That comes later.
And I would imagine it was rather interesting being stuffed in with somebody who was probably about 30 at the time. And, you know, all of the members of the band, save Vivian Campbell, would have been, you know, guys with like a decade in the rock and roll biz. And, you know, it was the 80s. So it would have been a very interesting time, to say the least. But yeah, I mean, you always have to view, I think, albums, especially, you know, in the albums recorded around this time, with, you know, kind of a grain of salt, because they're a product of their time. And, you know, some of the stuff can sound a bit dated.
Although,
you know, for what it is, I think it's still a pretty damn good album. So,
Ian,
I want you to enjoy this episode of the Ian Cast and the album Dio's Holy Diver.
Captain!
Well, I think we've got them appeased for now. So thanks for listening, and hopefully we'll be able to visit the archives again real soon. And of course, as part of the deal, don't forget that this episode is sponsored by the great taste of Koch.
I'm Maud Adams. For natural flavor, I like Koch a lot, because Koch beverages are made with real honest-to-goodness fruit, like sweet, juicy oranges, tart lemons and limes, luscious strawberries and raspberries, and succulent grapes. 30 delicious flavors, including diet flavors, non-carbonated flavors, and the best root beer you've ever tasted. All natural, all great. Enjoy the good taste of Koch.
Natural tastes better, so it's Koch to be good.
Oh, Koch. My bad.
Some light can never be seen,
Mix.
Why are you shouting at me?
No,
because I am going
you.
To the work refusion. Don't you do the other place here?
Why are you shouting?
Because of this you are
you.
Doing...
Hello?
I don't know you are doing like this. I think
okay,
you are going to accident.
But... No, shouting at me, no good, man. We don't shout at you.
But the thing is that... What you think is...